Well, this morning is a different kind of school day for students and teachers in the St. John's area. Yesterday, Dr. Janice Fitzgerald announced that all schools in the metro area would close for 2 weeks and move to online learning. It's something the school board said it was prepared for since the fall. But now that their plan is being put to the test, well, teachers are seeing the cracks. Dean Ingram is the head of the Newfoundland and Labrador Teachers Association, and he joins me now on the line this morning. Good morning, Dean.
And good morning to you.
Well, let's start with those cracks. What concerns are being raised here about the safety protocols that are in our schools?
Well, we've been advocating since July and raising concerns with the differential protocols we see between many buildings, many venues in the public and private, and what we see in our schools. There is an inconsistency. The fact of the matter is that the recent community spread in the Metro St. John's area, it confirms what we've been saying, that students and staff don't live their lives in the school bubble. So many schools are intertwined and interconnected both within the school and outside through activities, extracurricular activities, sports, you name it. This interconnected nature is something that has to be considered in ongoing response, ongoing decision-making around the situation. That being said, I am pleased, and we raised concerns about the partial circuit breaker when it was announced. That decision was finally made to suspend in-class instruction for our K-12 schools in the metro area. We were raising concerns about how effective a circuit break would be if schools remain open. It was the right decision.
I want to talk about how prepared schools are for online learning. Right now it's 2 weeks for the next 2 weeks, and the plan, as we said there, has been in place for a while. How prepared are schools, though, in your opinion, for this online learning component?
Well, there is a transition that needs to happen, and that transitioning is ongoing now. We look forward to certainly consulting with government and school districts as implementation proceeds. But at the same time, we need assurance that all students and all teachers have what's required and what they need to make that model work. There are still some concerns. We have concerns about connectivity for a number of students. There are issues about access to devices. Long and short of it is everyone involved, students and teachers, had provided what they need to make the model work. It is a different mode of learning, and there will be a transition time, and there hasn't work ongoing, but there are work that needs to continue.
Let's talk about the tools that they need here. There was a lot to talk about students and educators getting Chromebooks or laptops to accommodate students during this online learning program. Are schools across the province equipped with enough Chromebooks or laptops right now?
Well, I believe Mr. Stack spoke to that earlier on this. Might have been within the past couple of days, but they need to rejig the Chromebook distribution. I don't think that all schools, certainly not all schools in the Metro St. John's area, have those Chromebooks now. So those are the types of things they need to be looked at. We can look to the connectivity concerns. It's one thing to have access to the connectivity, but we also know that even within the Metro St. John's area, that high-speed line may be running right by a person's house, but at the same time, that parent may not have the financial wherewithal to actually bring it into their house. These are the sorts of things that need to be worked through as we transition through. Everyone wants our schools to be open. That's the best scenario. However, that can only happen if the school environment is safe for everyone concerned. We have seen a tick. We have seen an outbreak. And I do say that within the school environment, it's interesting that every time we see a rise in cases, which we are seeing right now, we see tightenings of public health measures everywhere except for schools. Moving forward, government, public health officials had to take that into consideration and ensure that those necessary measures in schools are as stringent as those we see in other workplaces. One of the things we've been advocating for consistently is implementation of mandatory masks K-12 unless we have document exemption. The fact is schools are where homes. It's where communities come together.
Are schools safe enough at this point? We've heard from some students saying that mask wearing isn't mandatory and it's not necessarily crazily enforced, that social distancing is really difficult, if not next to impossible. How safe are our schools right now?
Schools need to have tighter restrictions placed within them. Schools do not exist as an isolated bubble. It's been said that we protect our schools by protecting the community. We also protect the community by protecting our schools. We've been advocating for enhanced measures in our schools since July, and these are things that would need to be looked at. Right now, the move to close the schools as a circuit breaker, all the schools, is the right move. And as the days unfold, as we see how far this outbreak has spread, with the interconnectivity between not just schools and metro area. There undoubtedly there was connections between students and students outside the metro area. So the move to have all the closed schools is the right decision, but there has been examination. If there is ever a time, if there's anything from this, now is the time. It should be obvious. We need to revisit the protocols and procedures in schools. Even when we get past this outbreak and students return to site-based learning, which is the best preference, what measures are in place? What do we need to change? These are discussions that need to happen, something we've been advocating for since July.
Dean, I want to talk about the teachers, the frontline workers here. Obviously, I've heard from lots of teachers in the metro area who say they're really afraid here. You know, there's a lot of anxiety. What are you hearing from teachers in the rest of the province?
It's a consistent pattern. There is anxiety and stress right across the entire province. In the Metro St. John's area, that's been an acute concern. And I think the anxiety that teachers are experiencing is indicated on two fronts. We see it reflect in the general public. If we look at parts of the province where outbreaks occurred previously, I can cite Harbor-Breton, I can cite Stephenville, I can cite Deer Lake. In all three of those communities, because of the anxiety that parents felt, they chose to keep their students home for a while. And that was reflective of their anxiety, what the school situation was. Teachers outside the metro area are experiencing the same stress and anxiety. Without question, we can cite back to a national research poll that was done regarding the mental health of educators across the country. And that reflects what I'm hearing on a daily basis from teachers. And just using the example of the past couple of days, last night I didn't leave this office till approximately 10 o'clock. Our staff were in here working diligently to try and ensure that teachers were trying to work through their concerns. What our staff were doing, and I don't use this term lightly, triaging the calls based on whether or not the individual that left voicemail was crying or not. That's the degree of anxiety that most of those calls were from the Metro St. John's area because of the acute nature of what we're dealing with right now, but not all of them. The fact of the matter is it has been consideration for teachers, what they're going through, and I might add, this is Teacher Staff Appreciation Week, and if there was ever a time when teachers need to be supported and staff in the buildings need supported, it's now. This week, above all others, is certainly a week that needs to be done. With what's going on in the metro area in particular, but certainly across the province, those concerns, those anxieties are real and they are there.
Dean Ingram, I've got about 30 seconds here, but what needs to change right now for schools as we're all sort of watching this play out in St. John's?
I think one thing needs to happen. We need to ensure that the examination there, I would say, if I were to identify one thing that can be done very quickly, very easily, I would suggest we need to move to mandatory mask wearing K-12 unless there's a documented reason why not. I would argue we need to seriously examine the connections between schools. How much exposure do we have between students intermingling within their bubble and outside? In short, we need to bring in place the measures within our schools to more closely mirror the measure we see outside of our schools.
All right, Dean Ingram, always good talking to you. Thank you so much for your time.
Always my pleasure, Martin.
Dean Ingram is president of the NLTA.